Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the World Goodwill Symposium. This is an annual day, as many of you know, which we've been holding for quite a few years now, and we coordinate our efforts here in New York with our other headquarters in London and Geneva, who have by now completed their work on this same theme that we're observing today, human rights, spiritual responsibilities, a crisis for democracy. It's a day that is intended to be an opportunity for focusing on the application of the spiritual energy of goodwill to world conditions and human problems. World Goodwill was established in 1932, I believe, by Alice and Foster Bailey, and it's registered with the United Nations Department of Public Information as a non-governmental organization. And this year we're so pleased to have a representative from the United Nations system with us. Alice Bailey said that goodwill is the practical expression of love as it demonstrates on earth, evoking right relationship. And she said goodwill is man's first attempt to express the love of God. It's a creative and powerful energy, but it needs to be mobilized, awakened, and stimulated in human hearts and minds in order for it to be a practical force for change and for world betterment. And those of us who believe in the power of goodwill would say that there is no change of lasting value that can be accomplished without the energy of goodwill sustaining it. But goodwill is so simple in a clean and essential way, and so practical that I think people fail to recognize or appreciate its potency or its scientific and dynamic effect. But one person sincerely practicing goodwill can revolutionize a family, or a workplace, an office environment, a classroom, as many of you may well know. And goodwill practiced among groups in any nation or by political parties or religious groups within nations and between the nations of the world can revolutionize the world. So education for goodwill is really the basis on which true democracy can be established. And that's going to be the theme of our work today, human rights, spiritual responsibilities, a crisis for democracy. You'll notice it ends on a question mark, because this is a point for consideration, not necessarily a given. This year is the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and you all have a copy of this in your packet of information that you received. The preamble of the United Nations Charter says, "We, the peoples of the United Nations, determined to reaffirm faith in the fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small." This achievement, the 60th year of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, brings my mind, at least, to the contribution of Eleanor Roosevelt, who was the chair of the committee that drafted the Universal Declaration many years ago. So I went on the internet the other day to see what I could refresh my memory on Eleanor Roosevelt's work. And I found on a website called AmericanRhetoric.com, I think it was, the full text of the speech she gave on December 10th, 1948, urging the acceptance of the Declaration of Human Rights, in which she spoke about the real challenges involved in getting that declaration hammered out, and the particular challenge of working with the Soviet delegation. For example, she mentioned their insistence on incorporating the word group into rights rather than individual rights, group rights. So there was a real struggle of minds that worked on our behalf 60 years ago. If you research the internet, you'll find a lot of information on the declaration. You'll see photographs of Eleanor Roosevelt and the others, and of course she often was photographed sitting there and knitting. And in fact, as they voted on the declaration, she quietly knitted. And what was kind of funny, I was using Google, and I brought up the text of her talk, a wonderful address, but on the sidebar, you know those Google ads that pop up? There was a Google ad on the side for an internet company that sells knitting and crocheting supplies. How funny, you know. Eleanor Roosevelt, Declaration of Human Rights, must mean knitting. But human rights we shouldn't take for granted. It was not always a given. The fact of the spiritual worth of the individual human being has not always been recognized. And the adoption of the Declaration of Human Rights was a monumental achievement in line with the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the French Revolution Declaration of Liberty, Equality, Fraternity. We hope this afternoon to gain a new understanding of human rights, and particularly of the spiritual foundation behind human rights and the system of government that is made possible by a concept of human rights, democracy. Democracy means literally the power of the common people, the populace. 2008 is a difficult year for a lot of democracies throughout the world, Kenya, Zimbabwe, the United States, and also Canada and Japan and South Africa have recently had major transformations in their political systems. I think we all believe we know what democracy is, but in fact, we have a lot to learn if we are to understand how it is truly intended to function. We're still in the very early stages, I think, of learning what a functioning democracy is. The relation between democracy and human rights was touched on by Alice Bailey when she said, "World democracy will take form when people everywhere are regarded as equal." And she said, "Modern democracy is at present a philosophy of wishful thinking, and that the battle of democracy will be fought out in the United States." Well, we know that, don't we? So to begin our work this afternoon, we're going to have a talk from Dale McKechnie, who works with World Goodwill, and he's going to be speaking on human rights, the right to be human.